I know you guys like that cutscene, right? I mean, come on. The game is looking fire right now. This will be an interview with the developers of Rel Seeds, aka some of my closest friends on Roblox in Rel Games, and also Adorite as well, who is the community manager of Rel Seeds, will be with us too. Now, onto the interview. I actually decided to ask more basic questions about the game, so the video is not going to be too long, just because I wanted to address a lot of the main questions people had about the game first, and then maybe in like a part two, go more in depth with it, you know? I also did want to get some questions from people in my Discord and in the sub chat in the game as well, but the interview actually happened a lot sooner than I expected, so I'm sorry about that. But to make it up to you guys, at some point I'll actually be doing a part two, maybe sometime closer to the game's release. So if you guys are interested in that and want your question in the part two video, make sure you come join my Discord. Links will be down below. And yeah, without further ado, let's start the interview. Let's get straight into it. All right, guys, so here we are. We got everybody in the group chat right here. Mr. Relson, Rel Bad, and Mr. Adorite. Rel Adorite. I got first question off for it, right? It's for the slow people. Will Rel Seas be available on all platforms on release?
Yes. Rel Seas will be available for every single platform, mobile, console, even your fridge. You know, you can play it on your fridge.
Oh my God. Yeah. I forgot fridges.
It might overheat, but you know, you can play it on your fridge.
You tried it. Okay. Yes. That's good to hear, Mr. Adorite. Or Rel Adorite, sorry. All right, so question one out the way. That's for the slow people in the chat or in the comment section. Moving on to question number two. Now, again, we're starting off easy. Okay, so question two we got. How frequently you guys plan on updating Rel Seas? You know, because Shindo, that was like every week back in the day. It was like crazy. But now, what's the plan for Rel Seas?
So at first, it's going to be almost like every day, right? Because we're going to have to patch up bugs. We're going to have to fix stuff, right?
Yep.
And we're going to add some new content maybe every week, right? For just a couple months, right? And then we'll go into more planned schedule monthly updates. We're actually preparing content ahead of time, like a lot of content. So we have commissioned devs working on the future content. Well, the thing is, if you guys want, there's a server that we have that you can join for, you know, if you're a dev, to get commissions and all.
Okay. All right. So moving on to question number three. This one, let's get a little bit more personal, I guess. So far for you guys, what has been the biggest challenge while developing Rel Seas?
I would say the biggest challenge for developing Rel Seas will be trying to aim for perfection at all times. Mm. Like when we are set on, like when our eyes are set on something and we know it could be better, we will always constantly work it and take the community feedback. And that's going to like keep pushing us back because we're aiming for perfection and we know that's not like, it's a good thing. But at the end of the day, like, it's going to keep pushing back the game, but it's going to make the game better at the same time.
Definitely. So perfection, that's the answer right there.
Yeah, but ultimately, I think this year we actually want to release the game. Right. This year is the year, man.
This year is the year. Hey. All right, guys, we're moving on to question number four. This is something you guys said a long time ago, but me personally, I also wanted to know if this was still happening, right? So will there still be 30 plus devil fruits on release, or will you end up saving some for future updates?
On release, we're actually going to reduce the amount of content inside the game as well. Mm. I won't say 30, but there might be 25. Yeah, probably 25 devil fruits on release. We're going to try to do more races, more like, we're just going to have an overall balanced content and not just focus on the fruits part. There's different aspects that also need to have additions. I'm basically redoing all the fruits, the VFX and all that myself. We're going to be saving some for future updates, but there's still going to be a lot of content on all aspects, not just the fruits.
Yes sir. Of course. All right, so moving on to question number five. Now I feel like a lot of people really want to know about this one right here. You obviously don't have to say too much, but how much of the progression in game can you guys tell us about so far? So like, we've already seen some of the stat points, we've already seen some of the talents like the fishing, the wood cutting, etc., cooking, but how much more can you guys tell us about that?
So I'm gonna tell you a bit, right? So just say you hop in game, you go into town, right? You see some NPCs interacting. I'm pretty sure you guys saw this in movie one. Yep. So I think one YouTuber caught on to how the NPCs were interacting. Well, that system has been upgraded. There's voice lines, there's entire, you know, stories that go towards it, right? You can go listen up to the NPCs. Sometimes the NPCs will say they need something, right? Then that leads you into something else. And while you're doing that, you might see a fucking marine attacking, warship attacking some pirate ship, right?
Yeah.
You can join in on that battle and then it takes you to somewhere else. Like, you know how Skyrim is set up?
Yeah.
So it's like, not, I wouldn't say it's as, you know, cause that's a AAA game and all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
even though RLCS is trying to hit AAA standard, I think we did do a good job with our systems, especially with events and all. You'll be able to enjoy the game no matter where you're at in the world. Simple as that.
So it's pretty much a lively world. Okay. That's wonderful to hear. Yes, sir.
Another thing I want to mention, you won't be prompted by like a 10 spin system like our competitor. You'll be, when you hop in there, right? You'll be just in the world. You won't need to spend money, paying to get abilities or races or whatever. So that's the difference in RLCS, than competitors. So
it's already looking like you're a step above. I'm not going to lie. Let's move on to question number 6. And so this one, again, a little bit more of a personal question, but I want to hear all of your opinions on this one, right? So is there anything so far that you're specifically proud of in the game? And you can't say everything. One thing specifically that you're like, yes, we are killing this shit.
No, I don't think we should say anything about that because we have people listening, you know what I'm saying? Certain people, certain developers.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we're proud of a lot of stuff inside the game. A lot.
I'm proud of our team, right? I'm proud of how we're able to accomplish, right? I'm not talking about the people that we hire. I'm proud of the inner circle, right? The inner circle that develops this game from sound design,
yep,
to fucking animations, to the building, everything come together, right? That's like a group project. Like everyone that comes here, they have work to do, right? And they wake up, they get this shit done, and it comes out so beautiful, bro. My most favorite thing in the game right now, right, is seeing bosses come to life and the interactions that it brings to the game, and it brings like a whole unique factor. So
absolutely. It's a very good point, actually.
Yeah, I know, because even the bosses right now, they help make the world feel a lot more lively too. So it's actually crazy. And shout out to the team of developers, should I say, because everyone has been doing their part for sure.
And shout out to the community. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not improve the bosses. We every single feedback that we saw, I think we take maybe feedback too much, right? To the point where we redo the entire game, the entire systems. You guys already know. But you guys pushed us to get to that fucking level, man.
100%. Well, boys, we have one more question. Now, this is the one right here. Actually, I don't think it's that hard of a question. When is the release date?
True to the point.
All right, so release date, right? If we're talking release date, we will let you know within movie 3, right?
Ooh.
If we're not ready, right, we're not going to put it into movie 3. But if we're ready, we're going to put it in movie 3. That's a mistake we made with movie 2. We felt pressured by all the YouTubers, by everyone always constantly asking us for the release date. We felt pressured, right? So we put in some date that we thought we would be able to make. But it's looking very close because I hate to say so close, because so close can mean a lot of things to a lot of people. We will let you all know because testing started. We tested the combat systems, tested the phone. Oh, wait. We tested so many other systems. I can't tell you what type of systems we tested, right? Aside from the red testers, right? That's what their name is, right? Aside from them testing, we have the inner circle that's been constantly testing things. And right now we're in that dev period to remaster and make everything just look nice, man.
You can't rush a good game. For everyone complaining on the release, you cannot rush a good game. So very honest answer right there. And I think honestly, there's another thing I want to ask, but do you guys have any last things you want to say to the community?
Yeah, it's Sweet Pea, right?
Yes.
He's one of the best. I'm telling you, one of the best persons, not just personality on the internet, right? He is actually a genuine human being, right? And if this guy does not get 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, right? This entire community, I'm telling you, I'm going to delay this game till 2028, bro.
Oh my God.
Damn.
God damn. All right, you heard him. You guys heard him. Shit.
A million fucking subs.
Hell yeah. Lord. Let's go. Adorite, Mr. Sin, any final words from you guys?
I just enjoy developing RLCS and I want to take my time on it. I see a lot of hype videos saying RLCS will save Roblox. Guys, there's a lot of good games coming out this year. RLCS will save you from boredom, but that's all I can guarantee.
Okay. Adorite? What about you, sir?
Appreciate you guys. Hear you guys. Doing our best to keep you guys updated as much as possible. Sometimes it's not possible, depending on, our focuses and stuff. But overall, just know that we are doing our absolute best on every aspect to get this game out to you guys. And hopefully as soon as possible.
All right. There we have it. This is the end of the interview. Maybe we'll do another one sometime closer to release or something. But right now, this is what you guys got. Now, I also actually do have something exclusive to show you guys as well from Relbad himself, Mr. Relbad, okay? So, if we can see right here, so he actually did send me a few exclusive things from the sub chat as well. So, a lot of these are going to be if you're subscribed to the Discord of or the RelC's Discord specifically. And, of course, once you are in that chat, you can start seeing these types of announcements and stuff. So, right here, we can see that boy Gecko Moria tweaking out. As we can see, he is indeed tweaking out right now. So yeah, and then we also have him over there too. You know what I'm saying? Looking pretty chill. Okay. So yeah, they are currently working on boss battles. And from what I've seen, it looks crazy, you know, but moving on to the next thing we also have right here. They actually did rework a few of the older 3D models and stuff like that. So this is already looking fabulous, brother. And then we go on to this. Look at that quality. Look at that quality. That wood looks so good. That sounded like glaze. And it is, to be honest, full on glaze. It sounded a little crazy too, but yes, yes, that wood looks amazing. Let's move on to the next thing. Okay. So this is actually something I'm really, really excited about too, is the fact that they actually have went back to rework a lot of the older clothing and the 3D models and stuff like that. And brother, if you guys have seen this from the older movies, I'm pretty sure you have. This did not look anywhere near as good, which is kind of weird to say because I didn't even think the older version of it looks bad at all. But now seeing this newer one right next to it, well, it's not side by side, because I don't have the other picture of the old one, but you know, seeing this version of it looks very, very amazing. And then of course the Doflamingo cape, which I know you guys have seen in some of the older movies, is it look at the quality difference, brother. The old one was not it, and this one right here is it. This looks amazing, bro. This Doflamingo cape looks great. So yeah, right here, another wonderful looking cape. So shout out to the 3D modelers, man. They absolutely are cooking right here. My boy is trying to enter a little dungeon from what it seems like. You know, it seems like he's lost at the island. I was going to say lost at sea, but he's on the island. And yeah, it's looking very good. So just a little hints into a bit of the islands and how they might look or how they might work. And then as we can see right here, we actually have the older model of the dragon, which I know you guys have definitely seen this a few times, honestly, right? So this is the older version of it. And if we move on to the next slide, we have the newer version. Just look at how much detail they put into this one, bro. This is just one random dragon, bro. It's just a little random dragon. And they added this much more detail into it, bro. And again, me personally, I'm not going to lie. I didn't think there was much wrong with the older one. But now, you know, when you put them side by side like this, obviously this one is just amazing. And then this is going to be full on glaze right here. Okay. These new clothings that they've added in, nobody's touching, bro. This is looking crazy. Bro, I don't even have the words to express how amazing I think this joint looks, bro. It looks so sexy. It just does, bro. I'm even be rocking this one on the right. Yes. I'm rocking that one too, just because it looks so damn nice. Is that a little fruity? Maybe, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it looks that good. Like, they absolutely cooked, man. Shout out to all the developers working on the game right now, man. Like, they are really, really in the trenches cooking, bro. Like, it's actually insane. This one looks really nice as well, too, bro. It's just, yeah, yeah. And this one, this might be the main outfit I rock in the game just because of how nice it looks. But this last few minutes was just a bunch of glaze. And I hope you were glazing this with me. Does that sound crazy? Yeah, I hope you liked the aesthetics, you know what I'm saying, what they're working on and stuff. But yeah, bro, so if you guys actually want me to do more exclusive things like this, or to show you guys more exclusive things like this, hey, subscribe. That's all you need to do. You just need to subscribe, and yeah, I got you guys. And yeah, with that being said, I'm gonna go because your boy is tired.